Yoga is not only a therapeutic discipline, it also has been the source of powerful images for many of our poets. Recently, Indiana poet and artist Zan Carter created a memorable portrait of one woman's low-impact, low-cost method to answer the demands of aging. Here is Old Grandmother's Anti-Decrepitude Plan. Every day, she spends time standing on one foot and time sitting on the floor, going for a smooth one-handed sit-down and an equally smooth rise. Points off for groaning, points added for being outside. Balanced on one leg, she imagines she's a lawn flamingo, pink and utterly conspicuous, reliably quiche and grounded. Sitting on the earth, she feels her spine conducting energy from the center of it all, the chi snaking up vertebrae, linking the planet with her brain. She imagines being green and growing, connected and true as trees, each chakra opening as a whirling blossom, assuring things can keep unfolding for her. She says aging is often about hard ground, whether gravity and other forces make all the choices that bring you down, or whether you meet it willingly, on your own terms, whenever you can.